Listening part. Now you will listen to two texts. Before listening, you have 1 minute to look through both parts of task one. Task 1. Part 1. Listen to text 1. Decide which three statements, A through G, are true according to the text. If you choose more than three options, you will get 0 points for this part. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Text 1.
Because crocodiles look like logs of wood, people assume, wrongly, that they will behave in the same way. However, studies have shown that crocodiles are quite complex socially. Individuals know other individuals and have long-term relationships with each other. They also learn very rapidly how to avoid dangerous situations. Some species can also become quite tame. One crocodile biologist, Frederico Medem, described a doctor in Colombia who had an Orinoco crocodile. He had raised it from a baby. This crocodile was a female, about 3 meters long, and it played with the children and the family dog. Crocodiles of all species are threatened by many human activities. In the past, commercial overexploitation by skin collectors and indiscriminate killing by frightened villagers have resulted in many species suffering drastic declines in numbers. But no species has become extinct because of human exploitation. However, what is most threatening the crocodile is destruction of its habitat. Because they are quite large animals, they require areas that are both large and diverse, and this brings them into conflict with local farmers and fishermen. One conservation project which is working well is with Nile crocodiles in the Okavango Delta in Botswana. Although the Nile crocodile is not listed as endangered, research suggests it should be. The number of nest sites has decreased by a third in the last 15 years. Fishermen destroy the nests, crocodile ranchers take their eggs, and also do not return enough juveniles to the wild, and there is now only one small part of the delta left where crocodiles can lay their eggs. To get data on the crocodiles in the area, researchers have measured, tagged, and taken blood samples from over 1,500 crocodiles, all without drugging the animals. They catch the crocodile by throwing a wet towel over its head. This is important, as a dry towel would come off too easily, thus allowing the crocodile time to escape. And they tie up its jaw with rubber bands. The animal is then released. Countries encountering a decrease in their crocodile population include Bangladesh, China, and Madagascar. Some other countries, such as Australia, have already taken steps to improve or create new habitats to positive effect. However, this has not always been the case elsewhere. The creation of dams and a new lakeshore has had little effect in Honduras and India because of drought or an increase in water use for agriculture. Zimbabwe, though, has seen an increase in numbers of its crocodiles because of expanded habitat. Too readily we have cast crocodiles as ruthless predators, feared them, misunderstood them, attacked and exploited them. but they are great survivors that go back more than 70 million years. We must do everything we can to make sure that crocodiles live on, looking and behaving much the same as they do today.
Part 2. Listen to Text 2. Decide which three statements, A through G, are true according to the text. If you choose more than three options, you will get 0 points for this part. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Text 2.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to New York City and our study program about the city. I know that for some of you, this is your very first visit to the United States, so I'd particularly like to welcome you and say I just know you're going to have a great time. First, let me outline this week's program of activities. Tomorrow morning, Monday, we'll take the Circle Line cruise along the Hudson, East, and Harlem Rivers so you can orientate yourselves. It's a fantastic way to see Manhattan Island, the heart of New York, and to bring the map to life. The cruise lasts 3 hours, and along the way you'll see some of the famous and most impressive sights of the city, like the Statue of Liberty, Battery Park, and Brooklyn Bridge. Then on Tuesday, I want to give you some insight into New York City's fascinating history, created by the millions of immigrants who have come here by sea or by land from all corners of the world in the hope of finding a better life. But many of them arrived only to live in poverty and terrible crowded conditions. We'll visit the Lower East Side Tenement Museum, located in a building where 7,000 people were resident between 1863 and 1935, with large families crammed into one- or two-room apartments. On Wednesday morning, we'll go to Grand Central Terminal for a tour of the very impressive station, and a speaker will tell us how New York City's mass transit system has developed, including its subways, railroads, buses, and ferries. Over 150,000 people commute to Grand Central daily from their homes outside the city. And the subway system alone carries over 7 million passengers each day. And that takes us to Thursday. I'm sure many of you will visit the city's major museums and art galleries, like the Metropolitan Museum of Art, with its hundreds of world-famous masterpieces. But you need to take your own time in places like those. So, instead, I'll show you something rather different. A small but very interesting museum dedicated to the fairgrounds of Coney Island, where millions of New Yorkers used to go for a day out to enjoy rides like the Cyclone Roller Coaster, the Wonder Wheel, and the Parachute Jump. Friday's outing is to somewhere you might not expect to find within the limits of New York City, an area in and around Jamaica Bay that's been set aside as a refuge for a wide range of birds, butterflies, reptiles, and rare flowers. Its habitats include salt marsh, fields, and woods, several ponds, and an open expanse of bay and islands. Although it's close to JFK Airport, this is a good place to escape from the crowds and noise of the city.
Task 2. Listen to both texts again. Complete the sentences below. Write no more than one word. Sentences 3 and 4 are related to text 1. Sentences 5 and 6 are related to text 2. Transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Because crocodiles look like logs of wood, people assume, wrongly, that they will behave in the same way. However, studies have shown that crocodiles are quite complex socially. Individuals know other individuals and have long-term relationships with each other. They also learn very rapidly how to avoid dangerous situations. Some species can also become quite tame. One crocodile biologist, Frederico Medem, described a doctor in Colombia who had an Orinoco crocodile. He had raised it from a baby. This crocodile was a female, about 3 meters long, and it played with the children and the family dog. Crocodiles of all species are threatened by many human activities. In the past, commercial overexploitation by skin collectors and indiscriminate killing by frightened villagers have resulted in many species suffering drastic declines in numbers. But no species has become extinct because of human exploitation. However, what is most threatening the crocodile is destruction of its habitat. Because they are quite large animals, they require areas that are both large and diverse. And this brings them into conflict with local farmers and fishermen. One conservation project which is working well is with Nile crocodiles in the Okavango Delta in Botswana. Although the Nile crocodile is not listed as endangered, research suggests it should be. The number of nest sites has decreased by a third in the last 15 years. Fishermen destroy the nests. Crocodile ranchers take their eggs and also do not return enough juveniles to the wild, and there is now only one small part of the delta left where crocodiles can lay their eggs. To get data on the crocodiles in the area, researchers have measured, tagged, and taken blood samples from over 1,500 crocodiles. All without drugging the animals. They catch the crocodile by throwing a wet towel over its head. This is important, as a dry towel would come off too easily, thus allowing the crocodile time to escape. And they tie up its jaw with rubber bands. The animal is then released. Countries encountering a decrease in their crocodile population include Bangladesh, China, and Madagascar. Some other countries, such as Australia, have already taken steps to improve or create new habitats to positive effect. However, this has not always been the case elsewhere. The creation of dams and a new lakeshore has had little effect in Honduras and India because of drought or an increase in water use for agriculture. Zimbabwe, though, has seen an increase in numbers of its crocodiles because of expanded habitat. Too readily, we have cast crocodiles as ruthless predators, feared them, misunderstood them, attacked and exploited them. But they are great survivors that go back more than 70 million years. We must do everything we can to make sure that crocodiles live on, looking and behaving much the same as they do today.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to New York City and our study program about the city. I know that for some of you, this is your very first visit to the United States, so I'd particularly like to welcome you and say I just know you're going to have a great time. First, let me outline this week's program of activities. Tomorrow morning, Monday, we'll take the Circle Line cruise along the Hudson, East, and Harlem Rivers so you can orientate yourselves. It's a fantastic way to see Manhattan Island, the heart of New York, and to bring the map to life. The cruise lasts 3 hours, and along the way, you'll see some of the famous and most impressive sights of the city, like the Statue of Liberty, Battery Park, and Brooklyn Bridge. Then on Tuesday, I want to give you some insight into New York City's fascinating history, created by the millions of immigrants who have come here by sea or by land from all corners of the world in the hope of finding a better life. But many of them arrived only to live in poverty and terrible crowded conditions. We'll visit the Lower East Side Tenement Museum, located in a building where 7,000 people were resident between 1863 and 1935, with large families crammed into one- or two-room apartments. On Wednesday morning, we'll go to Grand Central Terminal for a tour of the very impressive station, and a speaker will tell us how New York City's mass transit system has developed, including its subways, railroads, buses, and ferries. Over 150,000 people commute to Grand Central daily from their homes outside the city. And the subway system alone carries over 7 million passengers each day. And that takes us to Thursday. I'm sure many of you will visit the city's major museums and art galleries, like the Metropolitan Museum of Art, with its hundreds of world-famous masterpieces. But you need to take your own time in places like those. So, instead, I'll show you something rather different. A small but very interesting museum dedicated to the fairgrounds of Coney Island, where millions of New Yorkers used to go for a day out to enjoy rides like the Cyclone Roller Coaster, the Wonder Wheel, and the Parachute Jump. Friday's outing is to somewhere you might not expect to find within the limits of New York City, an area in and around Jamaica Bay that's been set aside as a refuge for a wide range of birds, butterflies, reptiles, and rare flowers. Its habitats include salt marsh, fields, and woods, several ponds, and an open expanse of bay and islands. Although it's close to JFK Airport, this is a good place to escape from the crowds and noise of the city.
This is the end of the listening part. Now you are ready to go on with the other parts of the test.